Midwest Airlines recently said it would ground 12 MD-80 jets because of concerns about the fuel efficiency of those planes. The company says that decision is linked to the majority of the job cuts being announced that will affect pilots, flight attendants, and most other job categories. The reductions come about a year after TPG Capital Group and Northwest Airlines bought in and brought a lot of new money and optimism to Midwest Airlines. But Midwest spokesperson Michael Brophy says the new partners support the restructuring plan.
I think it's important for people to remember that they bought us as an investment, and an investment requires a very sound business plan moving forward. Nobody in the airline industry could have predicted the kind of fuel prices and the damage that the fuel price increase has been doing to airlines across the board.
The Airline Pilots Association says when you combine the new layoffs with some announced earlier this year, the number of pilots at Midwest will have dropped from about 400 to about 200. Midwest Pilots Union Chairman Jay Schnadorf says his members are very concerned about what's in store.
We have a lot of pilots that are already looking for jobs and making change in their life, but our heart goes out to all of those pilots and non-pilots alike that are faced with losing the job in this type of economy.
As for customers of Midwest Airlines, the company says the 1,200 layoffs won't affect current flight schedules. The company will announce a new fall flight schedule soon, and there will likely be service cutbacks then. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.